Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Hey, Warren, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, JR? I'm doing all right. We're already getting a little chilly up here. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm in Atlanta. It's cold here, but I'm inside the studio. I was in Vegas. It was cold. So every place is cold. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's cold all over the country right now, isn't it?
You know, it sure is. This is a piece of a polar vortex that breaks off, and it seems like it happens every year, at least for, you know, a few days. And it is going to stick around. This isn't just a weekend deal. We're dealing with brutal temperatures through many days of our next week also. So it's locking in.
So when you think about specifically what's going on in your neck of the woods in Kansas City, what is the latest forecast for tomorrow night for the game? Last I looked, it was supposed to be -2 with a wind chill of -24. What's the latest?
Yeah, you know what? We're thinking a pretty similar thought here. Kickoff temperatures, we've been saying this afternoon, you know, -1, you know, there's not much of a difference there between -1, -2, -4. It all just is bitter cold. But we are going official kickoff forecast of about 1 below and that wind chill ranging from 20 to 25 below zero. And that's just a kickoff, you know, and once we get through that game, halftime dropping a few degrees and by the fourth quarter dropping even more, we are going to see our clouds break a little bit. So oftentimes when you get at least a few peaks of clear skies, that allows your temperatures to drop off even more. So that's kind of a new development, why we even dropped it a little bit more for tomorrow's forecast for the game time temperatures. So it is just going to be bitterly cold. And you know what? It doesn't help. That northwest wind, it's going to be about 15 to 25, maybe even some higher gusts. So folks up in the upper seats are definitely going to be feeling that wind as well.
Ouch. First Warren 5 meteorologist Warren Sears is joining us from Kansas City. You talk about the fans upstairs. We know the players are going to be down there on the ground. They're going to be concession workers and parking. There's going to be a lot of human beings outside. Talk about some of the dangers and then also how can people best protect themselves if they're going to go out there and try to brave it for this game?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It was funny. I mentioned earlier, I'm running out of words to describe dangerous. I mean, that's really what it is. This is dangerous cold. Just keep in mind, our average high here in Kansas City this time of the year is 38. So when we're forecasting highs in the single digits, this is not normal for us for this time of the year. So we're definitely stressing. I mean, people in the Midwest, you know, we get winter, obviously, but this is just a whole nother beast. And of course, anyone coming from Florida or anywhere else, this is just going to be a huge shock to the system. But we're just telling people no skin exposure. That's one of the biggest things. Keep yourself wrapped in so many different layers. You know, good boots and good gloves will go a long way here. Keeping that nose covered. You know, I'm sure we'll see a lot of face masks, you know, ski masks out there tomorrow. I just would assume that folks are going to really pack on just about any layer they can. There's also another tip that I actually just learned recently. People are saying, and the Chiefs are letting people bring in cardboard. There are specifics on how big it can be, but that cardboard apparently makes a much bigger difference if you're standing on that versus standing on the cold concrete that retains a lot more of that colder air than cardboard would. So that's another thing that people are actually able to do is bring in some cardboard. And yeah, really just we're saying limit the time outdoors if you can. They do have warming centers in Arrowhead and I believe also in the parking lot. So there are some opportunities that if you just can't take it to at least get some brief relief. But, you know, football games, especially playoffs, they can be long. I would assume the tailgating is still going to be, you know, Arrowhead's notorious for amazing tailgates. I'm sure there's still going to be a lot of people out, but the people I know that are going have said, I might skip that tailgate and just head right into the game. But, you know, JR, I don't know how familiar you are with Arrowhead, but you can park really far away and
have to walk,
you know, 30 minutes just to get in. So, yeah, dangerously cold. And I know a lot of friends that are just sitting this one out, but this is a cool opportunity, I guess, for some folks that maybe wouldn't be able to normally afford to take a family to a game. If they can brave the elements, I guess that gives them at least that opportunity. But all in all, we are stressing to try to avoid being out and skin exposure, the two biggest things.
Warren Sears is here with us from KCTV News in Kansas City. Last hour, we had a caller call up, and he had a question. He's just like, man, this is dangerous. At what point does the NFL just say, man, it's too cold to play a game? I can't remember it happening. We know that they don't go out there and play in lightning for obvious reasons. And I know you're not a doctor. You're a meteorologist. But what in the hell would possibly be too cold to play a game in?
That's a great question. I think a lot of people are, you know, swirling that around too. It's definitely a hot topic of discussion, even around here. If, you know, I just want to throw this out there. If we have a kickoff temperature of 1 below, that would be the coldest in Chiefs history. So, and I know that there are some numbers being thrown around there too for just NFL games, you know, in history and playoff games in history, stuff like that. So yeah, that is a great discussion. But no, it seems like, you know, business is going on per usual, and the Chiefs are just trying to prepare everyone the best they can. And for fans coming in, I always wonder, you know, Patrick, I mean, they have those sleeves to put their hands in, you know, the pouches that they've got around them. But I mean, your hands stop working at a certain point too, even, you know, even if you do have little warmers and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting to see catching the ball and just, you know, I was a lineman back in my high school days, and just, you know, the blocking, the repetitive. I mean, it all sounds really tricky when you got temperatures like this.
So how have you reacted? Warren Sears is joining us, meteorologist, KCTV News in Kansas City. Having had played outside when it's cold, how the heck did you keep warm? You have to feel it at some point, no?
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't ever play any temperatures like this. I mean, this is, again, as I mentioned earlier, this is way colder than we should even be at for this time of the year. But I'm even hearing some reports that some guys tomorrow aren't going to be wearing sleeves. So there's not really, I don't think, a magic answer. I know that they have some resources on the sidelines that can help, you know, with those big trench coats and warmers and heaters and stuff like that. But I don't think there's the good answer there. It just is what it is at that point.
Yeah, Warren, I know you're in Kansas City. I do want to ask you about Buffalo. The Steelers are going to take on the Bills. They got a 1 p.m. Eastern start on Sunday in their wild card matchup. And I know there's expected to be snow. I think the temperature will be around 20. How much of a difference does snow, you know, factor into, I don't know, the feeling? I've been to Alaska, and it felt like the moisture trapped a little bit of heat. I don't know if that makes any sense, or am I out of this world? Doesn't the snow kind of make things feel a little bit better?
So, you know, from a forecasting standpoint, for snow on the ground, we actually will have, you know, we have those model guidance and a lot of data that we look at. They don't oftentimes pick up on the snow on the ground, which is actually a big reflector of any incoming heat. So basically, if you have snow on the ground, it is harder to retain heat at the surface, just because you actually have a lot of that reflecting back into the atmosphere. So, yeah, I mean, snow on the ground generally amounts to even colder temperatures. So it seems like some pretty nasty weather out there for some of these games this weekend.
Yeah, wild stuff. Well, Warren, I appreciate you joining. And you're a meteor. What's the word? It's a lot of letters here. Meteorologist? That's not it. What is your expertise? What would you call it?
Yeah, I'm a meteorologist. Yep, we have a meteorology degree in atmospheric science, and that's what we do, man. We're meteorologists, getting people prepared for what they need to know as they're heading out the door, heading to the Chiefs game, all that fun stuff.
There we go. Atmospheric expertise. I appreciate that. And people don't like you when the forecast, it's a forecast, but people don't like you when you are not 100% correct. So that sucks.
You know what? It's funny. I like to relay it, and I say, how many of your March Madness bracket picks did you get right? I said, you put your best foot forward there. You know, how many times do we see our analysts who do this for a living out there guessing who's going to win the games? And, you know, it is. It's an educated guess. We put our best foot forward, and we, you know, take in all these resources, and we do the best we can. And thankfully, the study of meteorology is only getting better and better. So, you know, it's a fun time to be in the science, for sure.
I hear that. Well, thank you again, Warren, for joining us. Where can people follow you, especially all the great folks listening in Kansas City?
Absolutely. I would love some new followers. Yeah, I work for KCTV5, and I have a, you know, Twitter or X account, and I have Facebook pages, Meteorologist Warren Sears, and you can find me on Instagram. You know, we're all over the place nowadays. But, yeah, and we'll be on tonight at 10, and I'm also our meteorologist tomorrow evening. So if folks want to tune in before they go out to Arrowhead and, you know, and want to get that last forecast before they head out, I'll be there. We'll be there covering it all weekend. And you know what? This is even going to linger. As I mentioned, this is we're worried about Sunday morning also.
Oh,
for anyone visiting. We're worried about Sunday morning wind chills. You know, the feels like temperature out there when you factor in the wind and the real air temperatures. We're worried about down to 35 below zero, even worse than during the Chiefs game. That's again Sunday morning. So this is dealing staying with us for many days.